The worldwide search for Iraqi funds and assets is making progress. The U.S. has recovered about $1 billion, found mostly in Baghdad. It's believed to be the money taken from the central bank 2 months ago by Saddam Hussein's younger son. He loaded 3 tractor trailers full of cash just before the U.S. and British airstrikes began. U.S. officials say the recovered money will be used to rebuild the country and help the Iraqi people. David Aufhauser, Chief General Counsel of the U.S. Department of Treasury, says because Iraq's central bank followed proper procedure, officials there were able to easily identify the funds.
The balance of the money is abroad. It's hidden and concealed, and that's both the most challenging task and also the most promising task, because although it's wild-eyed estimates, at a minimum it's in the billions, and it could be in the tens of billions.
So you have a collective pot of what?
About $1.1 billion in money has been frozen by approximately 20 other countries since the 1990 economic sanctions. All told, you're up in the $4 to $5 billion range, which is a good chunk of change to repatriate to feed people.
Now, who decides how that money is spent?
Well, the decision about how the money is spent once it's repatriated is going to be a decision by the Iraqi government. Now, at this stage, what it means is establishing a budget by the coalition provisional authorities and the soon-to-be Iraqi interim authority, and then it'll be spent by the Iraqi civilian government. Right now, we've actually shrink-wrapped $100 million of money, convoyed it to Andrews, put it on an airplane in Andrews, and flown it to Baghdad. And that's the seed money for paying pensioners. They get about $2 a month for paying dock workers, for paying oil workers, and most importantly, really, for paying the civilian government employees that we're urging to come back to their desks.
Lebanon found almost $500 million in Iraqi money.
Yep. That's principally central bank money deposited with them. They've also agreed significantly, however, when we present them with a list of the front companies that we're learning that he used, both from document and exploitation of documents that we seized in Baghdad and also talks with the finance minister. They've also agreed to search their banks to see whether or not front company money is there.
How do you do that, though? I mean, how do you identify Iraqi money in your bank system?
We have a high degree of confidence that most of the illicit money was cycled through, in the first instance, through 5 banks in the Gulf. I don't want to identify the banks here because right now they're the subject of inquiry and investigation. In addition to that, the main bank for Iraq, which is called Rafidane Bank, maintained correspondent banking accounts around the world, 7 in France, by way of example. That's the first place you ought to go to see what kind of financial activity took place, since it was the state-owned and sponsored bank. That bank shouldn't have been permitted to run and operate. It was a sanctioned bank under the UN program. And notwithstanding being a sanctioned bank under the UN program, many financial institutions kept doing business with its branches in Amman and in Egypt and in Bahrain, an indication of the laxness with which the world community enforced the economic sanctions program.
David Aufhauser is the General Counsel for the U.S. Department of the Treasury.